Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and how are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a live topic, live prayer, and assigning you a task for today. Well, we are on day 79 of our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge. And our topic for today is part two of the clothing of worship. The clothing of worship. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 21. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our two announcements. Number one, make sure that you are working our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge. We are counting down the last 100 days of 2017 to usher in our fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. If you have not been working this challenge nor keeping up in your journal, make sure you catch up over this weekend. You can hear all of the prior days on our website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. And you can order your journal from feeldfire.com as well. Number two, set your alarms to tune in live with me on Morning Motivation by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you miss it live, you can hear the recording each day after 8 a.m. on my website at feeldfire.com or by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams, or by following the broadcast itself. There's a link that you can click from your phone or your tablet or desktop on our broadcast or Morning Motivation page that says click to follow the show. That way you will receive an alert when the new broadcast is posted each day. Well, those are our announcements. Additionally, I will be ministering at an upcoming Women's Empowerment Brunch in Jackson, Mississippi. So go to feeldthefire.com and more information on the announcements is available for you there. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I am in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 21, and I am reading from the KJV. Unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Now, on yesterday, we dealt with part one of the clothing of worship. And on the day prior to that, we came out of this same chapter of Genesis dealing with get naked. And we talked about getting naked before the Lord and how Adam, although he had been naked all of the time since his creation, was not even aware that he was naked until after he ate the fruit from the tree of life. And we talked about how when the Lord came looking for him, he said, well, I was hiding from you because I was naked and I was ashamed. And so the Lord asked him, well, who told you that you were naked? And further, you know, why all of a sudden was there this shamefulness? Well, because Adam's disobedience had severed the prior relationship that he had with the Lord. And I talked to you about how we are afraid to get naked in the daylight because it forces us to see all of our imperfections and our flaws. We're afraid to get naked before the people whom we love, like our spouses, our children. We only want to get naked in the darkness because then it covers up the facade that we've been presenting to others. Make sure you go back and listen to those broadcasts because that helps to lay the foundation for where we are now in that same chapter of Genesis chapter 3. But we're at the part where the Lord has made clothing of skins or covering for Adam and Eve as they leave the garden. So on yesterday, I spoke with you about how after getting naked, how after dealing with your sin, your imperfection, your fallacy, your humanity, how that allows you to be purged before the Lord so that you could actually really walk into your purpose. But after you've done that, how then the Lord can clothe you appropriately in a spirit of worship. That's where we are right now. The clothing of worship signifies God covering us with the understanding that even though we suffer the consequences of our actions, such as we see here with Adam and Eve, the Lord instructed them not to eat from that tree, but they did so because they listened to the serpent who was being utilized by Satan. The Lord said, you must suffer the consequences of your action. When I made you, it was to live forever, but now you will die. You know, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. And you will toil the ground and you will have pain and difficulty in childbirth. All of this is in that same chapter, Genesis chapter 3. And you're going to have to leave this place of perfection, this Garden of Eden, wherein I was covering you with perfection, because your actions cause a change in the nature of the relationship. However, being the God that still loves you, I'm not going to send you out into the world naked. I wanted you to get naked before me. I want you to get naked before those whom you love. In other words, open yourself up. Deal with your own flaws. Quit always pointing out the flaws in everyone else and trying to pull the beam out of, the little light or the little beam out of everyone else's eye when you have this big giant pole sticking out of your own eye. I wanted you to get naked to deal with the fact that you need a savior. But now that you've done that, you've surrendered yourself and your will. You've repented. You've admitted your sin. Now I want to clothe you appropriately to be able to go out and fight and live successfully and victoriously and walk within your call and your purpose and destiny as you function within this earth. So he said, let me clothe you. I'm clothing you, Adam and Eve, with animal skin. A lot of times theologians refer to this as the first animal sacrifice in the Bible. But he also wants us to know I'm clothing you spiritually because the weapons of your warfare are not carnal. And the battles that you will face each day, the fight that you will face each day, whether in your home, whether it's with your family, whether it's on your job, whether it's your boss or colleague, whether it's your health or finances, whether it's dealing with your own demons, your depression, your mental health, whether it's dealing with things such as your weight and your finances, whether it's dealing with things such as procrastination and loss of vision, meaning spiritual vision, loss of joy, whether it's dealing with natural issues or major life changes such as separation, divorce, incarceration, hospitalization, whether it's dealing with ministry, infidelity, whether it's dealing with your church dividing or starting or losing a new business, no matter what you are seeing in the natural, the weapons of your warfare to prevail are not carnal, they're spiritual. So I'm giving you the spiritual clothing of worship. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, the Lord begins to talk with us about putting on the whole armor of God. When we do that, the Bible tells us this is how we stand against the attacks of the enemy. With that helmet of salvation, that breastplate of righteousness, that shield of faith, having our loins girt about with truth, having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. This is the clothing of worship, wherein we spend quality, affirmative time with the Lord. We are in prayer. We are fasting. We spend time in praise and worship. We spend time bowed down before Him. We spend time reading our Bibles, not just on Sundays when the pastor is preaching, not just on Bible study, but we have our own dedicated time with the Lord. This is the clothing of worship, that we are tithers, that we are givers, that we are encouragers of the brethren. This is the clothing of worship, that we are the light of the world, that we are the salt that comes in and seasons situations because we are those who worship God. He says, those who worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. How do you wear that clothing? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, look at that. Hallelujah, I'm showing you the clothing of worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I don't know how you're going to work this out, but hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't understand why I am undergoing this situation, but hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know why my enemy is allowed to attack me every day, but hallelujah, hallelujah. The boss has given me a pink slip. He's fired me. My husband or wife has told me that they're going to walk out, or they have walked out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My children or those I love are incarcerated. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Or they're disobedient or disrespectful. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. I'm sick in my body. I've received a horrible diagnosis from the physician. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the clothing of worship. It ushers in the spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And when you usher in God's spirit, then He inhabits the praises of His people. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And wherever God's spirit is, there is liberty, there is freedom, there is release, there is victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you putting on this clothing of worship? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and say it with me wherever you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're about to go into prayer. Keep on worshiping. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we come in Jesus' name. We praise you this morning. We honor you. This is another day that you have kept us. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we put on our clothing of worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That you are worthy, you are God. Beside you, there is none other. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All day long, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All throughout this upcoming weekend, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have on our clothing of worship, our garments of praise and worship. We are clothed, covered in worship. Your God, besides you, there is none other. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, your presence is so sweet. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah. We wear the clothing of worship. Now we're prepared for victory. No matter what comes against us, we're ready. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Now I must give you our task for today, day 79. Keep on worshiping God. And I must end with our song for today. Please keep on worshiping Him. You know what you need. He's right in your presence right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to give an altar call. Keep worshiping Him. Then our task for today, and we will end with our song for today. If you're listening and you are not saved or you're backslidden, I want to bring you into the family of the Lord. Please repeat after me right now. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, I say amen. Hallelujah. Welcome. Make sure you get into a good Bible-believing church. If you're already in a good Bible-believing church, let your leaders know that you're now saved. Get plugged in and busy. Make sure you're attending Bible study, Sunday school, church. Stay focused in on the Lord. You now have on the clothing of worship. Hallelujah. Let me end by giving you our task for today, and then we're going to end with our song for today. Now, our topic for today is part two of the clothing of worship. Your task for today is to actively wear your clothing of worship all day, all this weekend. I don't want you doing anything but worshiping the Lord. I mean, do the things you have to do, but make sure you're worshiping the Lord. I don't care what attack you face this whole weekend. Your answer is hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm in my clothing of worship. And because I am, God can use me and cause victory to come forth in my situation. All right, make sure you go order your journal from fieldfire.com and share this broadcast with at least 10 people. That's only 3 or 4 people a day. You're supposed to be working this challenge with an accountability partner anyway. So send them to fieldthefire.com after 8 a.m. or follow me on Facebook, and they'll be able to hear this entire weekend. Hallelujah. All right, our song for today is Here I Am to Worship by Michael Smith. I will see you again Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. live. Remember, go back and listen to this as many times as you need to. You can hear it from your cell phone and everywhere you are. Wear your clothing of worship.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, you're all together.
Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. If you want to go out and do what God has for you, make sure you got on your right clothing, the clothing of worship. Hallelujah. 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 I'll see you Monday morning. Go to feelthefire.com. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.